Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and back with us now, political comedian Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show, is head writer and an original correspondent, an original host on Air America, then founder of the reproductive rights group Lady Parts Justice League. Liz joins us now in advance of an event Saturday night here in New York at Town Hall called the Golden Probes Awards. Hi, Liz. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
For the uninitiated, what are the Golden Probes?
Well, the Golden Probes is a satirical award show that my organization, Lady Parts Justice, wanted to put on to help people understand basically midterm elections and state and local politics. So instead of movie clips, we have sound bites from politicians who are running for office or in office and running for re-election, who have dedicated sort of their political careers to making sure that reproductive rights in their state are eroded or removed entirely.
So what are some of the award categories?
So some of the award categories are Best Original Science, Best Non-Supportive Actor in a Leading Role, Best Adaptation of Reality. So there's a whole lot of them. And then we have a Pro-Lifetime Achievement Award for somebody who has dedicated their life to making the lives of people they don't know worse.
I see that comedian Margaret Cho is hosting. Why is she good for that role?
I think Margaret is great because when we brought the idea to Margaret, she said, wait, so I get to basically become a Stephen Colbert kind of character and guide through faint praise an informational evening and be funny. And I was like, yes. And
is so, that what she's going to do? Is she going to take the persona of a fake anti-choice conservative?
I think the whole night is basically embracing. We call it sexism's most glamorous night. And the Golden Probe Award itself, we think, is misogyny's highest honor. And so in really showcasing that, yes, the speeches are bombastic. All of the presenters will be presenting in very important language that really lays into it. And we have 9 categories. We have 35 politicians and from, I think, about almost 30 states. So that when people see it, they understand that this isn't just a 1 or 2 person isolated incident. There is people in every state who are literally in politics solely to destroy reproductive rights. And because, for example, you know, we saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. We saw how people reacted. And yet, and we've seen that since 2011, over 200 clinics have closed in our country. There's been 0.2% of any kind of media even talking about this erosion. So we wanted to fill that void.
Liz Winstead with us, who is helping to organize the Golden Probes Awards, the event at Town Hall on Saturday night, which he just called misogyny's highest honor and sexism's most glamorous night. Who are some of your presenters?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at my own joke. That is the worst.
You're laughing.
Taylor Schilling, Natasha Lyonne from Orange is the New Black. We have Dan Savage coming in. We have Michelle Buteau, an incredible comedian. Francesca Ramsey, Kathy Najimy. And of course, we have Stormy Daniels.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you anticipate any horse face or Tiny Trump jokes, therefore?
I believe there may be a Tiny Trump joke. There's going to be actually, I'll just put it out there. There's going to be a very large Tiny Trump joke. Let's put it that way.
That's all I need to know in advance of the moment. Is Stormy Daniels good for your cause? Or does she and Michael Avenatti, in the way they get down to the president's level sometimes, give your movement less credibility?
You know what? I would say anybody who is speaking their truth should be allowed in the arena. For to say that somebody who wants to speak out, who is sex positive, whose life as a porn actress and an exotic dancer wants to be out there in the world, we should embrace that. That, you know, I don't want to put people in buckets of shame. And I think a woman and a person that owns who they are and what they are, and when somebody tries to diminish that, like, I'm on team standing up for you. You know, as Stormy Daniels has said herself, I didn't come into this to be the hero of anything. I didn't want to be bullied, and I didn't like to see a bully who, you know, in her version of it, who had sex with me and then tried to pay me money to not tell people, to then in turn try to diminish who I am. Like, no, not having it. And I really respect that.
Did you ever think we would get to the point in this country where the President of the United States feels so free to insult women in the way he does? I mean, just on the basis of looks, in one day, he took that shot at Stormy Daniels and talked about how unattractive it would be to administer a DNA test to Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, you know, there's sort of a...
And he gets away with it.
There's a pecking order of, can you believe this is happening, right? Now, finally, white guys are like, can you believe this is happening? And white women are like, yeah. But then black women were like, hey, white women, how come, where were you? This was always happening. Because black women and women of color have been like, you know, when the election happened and white women were like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Black women were like, you mean it's Tuesday? Because right. That we've been living this. So I feel like when, even in the fight for reproductive rights, when we talk about people, you know, say often like, how come we're still here? Like, how is this happening? It's like, because patriarchy is really deep and really thick and has been around for thousands of years. And so the dismantling of it for real, we need people of all genders to be doing it. You know, this is not woman's work. This is people's work. And, you know, for us, it's like, hey, you keep saying you're for human rights. Well, there's sort of half the population over here who is getting none. So join us. We're fun.
Tell us about some of the other work LPJ, Lady Parts Justice, is doing these days.
So, you know, we're an organization that was founded by comics and musicians and writers, a creative core, who wanted to use humor to sort of fill the gap of talking about all of this horrible legislation that's happening when the media doesn't. So we have a super robust social media where we do breaking news stories on our Twitter feed, and our Instagram is really great if you want to know what's happening every day in the world of laws that are being passed on a state, local, and national level. We also have a podcast that goes really deep in giving you the weekly news. And then we travel around the country. And what we do is we bring our sort of creative skills to grassroots movement people who maybe need some help with like creative ideas. And so we are in coalition with a whole bunch of other groups to help amplify what's happening in Georgia, what's happening in Kentucky. And so because we have basically a working feminist takeover production team, we can help them amplify their messages. So we're out in the country. We are based in New York, and we are trying to literally plot a feminist takeover of the entire government.
that being out in the country is so important. I was reading about you and that and your Lady Parts Justice League-related comedy tour this summer, what you call the Vagical Mystery Tour, and that you did not include some obvious places where you might be popular, like here in New York, where you live, or L.A., because you're trying to accomplish something specific. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. So with the Lady Parts Justice League's Vagical Mystery Tour, what we wanted to do was, in a little bit of a nutshell, it's kind of like part Habitats for Humanity, because we take a team of people around the country and we help out clinics with like gardening work and lawn work. And because a lot of times if you're a clinic in some place like Little Rock or Knoxville, somebody won't come and give you basic services because you provide abortion care. And so, and then there's also these pockets of activism that have really strong, scrappy people, but they're also usually the reproductive rights folks who are fighting are also usually the Black Lives Matter folks and the people who are doing voting rights. And so if we could, our thought was if we could help grow your community, then there would be a bigger group of people to be activists. So by going to a town, doing a comedy show with comedians that normally wouldn't come to that town, and then having a talk back afterwards with the providers and those activists, mm-hmm. Our audience learns what's needed in the community, what's at stake in their state for laws, and they sign up right there with those local activists, and they make a pledge to help out the clinics and to grow the activist base. And it's been really successful.
And I read a Newsweek profile of you that says on that tour, you have different political references for different places you go after you do your local political homework. So do you do like Ted Cruz material in Texas, Mike Pence material in Indiana, things like that?
Oh, yes. But I'll also do deep cuts of like creepy mayors, like weird state senators. Like I really, I mean, think about it. You're in a town. You live in Charleston, West Virginia. Like somebody knows who your mayor is. Somebody knows about like all of the stuff they've left behind as far as like not helping with your opioid problems and all this stuff. To have a comedian come in and talk about your person, it's like if you went to a high school and took on and did a comedy show for the high school kids, and you took on the principal and the vice principal and you knew the lunch lady's name by heart. And you know, people love it when you actually take the time to tailor to their issues. It also shows a respect to them that we know that you're not alone here. Like, we're not these people. So often you'll be like, why don't you just move? Well, because where they live is their home, and it's where their friends are. And, you know, basically we live in a country where bad politicians happen to good people. And we always have to remember there's a line there between the people who are fighting really hard and the creeps who happen to get elected because we don't show up and we're trying to get people to show up.
I'm curious, because of what your central issue is, to get your reaction to Susan Collins' Kavanaugh endorsement speech, particularly that one of her main points was that Kavanaugh convinced her that he will not vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. Were you reassured by Susan Collins, or what were you thinking as you heard that?
Well, you know, for somebody who works in this field, the why that was a knife for me was because nary 6 months before that, when Kavanaugh was serving on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, he wrote the dissenting opinion for a young undocumented minor who had sought abortion access in Texas. He said that Texas did not have to grant her, in his dissenting opinion, Texas did not have to grant that young woman her abortion. When in the United States Constitution, yes, it does. She went through every single thing in the state of Texas required for a person to access an abortion. Your immigration status does not have anything to do with your constitutional right to an abortion in America. So Brett Kavanaugh, 6 months before, wrote an opinion that went against Roe v. Wade. So for Susan Collins to say that was a punch in the gut. I mean, I don't know why we just keep thinking Susan Collins. She like always like, you know, I'm really thinking about it. I'm kind of a moderate. And then she just always careens off the road to places unknown that are not helpful.
We have just a few minutes left with political comedian Liz Winstead, who's also founder of the reproductive rights group Lady Parts Justice League. Liz is with us in advance of an event Saturday night at Town Hall in Midtown called the Golden Probes Awards. And I see you have a Golden Probes tickets giveaway contest going. You want to tell people about that?
We do. We have a ticket giveaway contest where if you go to our social media and you tag somebody you think should be nominated for a Golden Probe, the People's Probe, if you will. If you tag that person, I think you can possibly get tickets, if I'm not mistaken. I'm really bad. If you go to our Facebook page, I think you can find it out. Oh, I wasn't prepared for the ticket giveaway, but there's a ticket giveaway.
I saw it on your Twitter
yes.
feed, so people can find it there. What's your Twitter handle again?
My Twitter handle is at Liz Winstead, and I pretentiously spell my first name with two Z's.
And we, what did I say? I saw something new on your Twitter feed. How are you referring yourself to yourself these days?
Oh, I switch it off. So I always put my name to the, I think, am I angry Democrat mobster?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I switch it up as Trump calls people names or somebody calls people names. I usually adopt that negative moniker as my Twitter handle. Yeah. So it'd be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a really good way to talk. You know, civics should be fun. And why not have it in an award show with Stormy Daniels?
So go to angry Democratic mobster Liz Winstead's Twitter page and see how you might even win free tickets to the event Saturday night at Town Hall called the Golden Probes Awards. And then that's a taping, right? And then
yes.
It airs later. So everybody who's listening right now will be able to hear this whether they go or not.
Yeah, if you can't make it to Town Hall on the 20th, there is going to be the whole show itself is going to be live streamed on the 28th. Sunday the 28th at the other 98% or at goldenprobes.com, so you can have a little watch party.
Liz Winstead, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come.